I want to date my sister's ex-boyfriend. Oh, really? Here go the letter right here. Hi, Steve. I have a problem that I need help with. I've been recently hanging out with someone who I've known for 12 years. We have a great friendship. Recently, we've been flirting with each other, and I really like him. I'm interested in taking our friendship to the next level. He does not know how I feel, but that's not the problem. The problem is that he is my sister's ex-boyfriend. They dated 12 years ago for about a year. She cheated on him, which was the reason why they broke up. He has stood close with the family ever since. Now, my sister has been married for the past 6 years and has kids with her new husband. I really think that we would be very compatible together, but I don't know how the family would react if we started dating. What should I do? Should I follow my feelings and tell him how I feel, or should I keep it to myself? I don't even know how my family is going to react if we do start dating. We are very close as a family, and I don't want to stir up trouble. I also don't want anyone to feel awkward because of me. Please help. Signed, Alone and Confused. Well, Alone and Confused.
Here we go.
This letter right here has just thrown you further deeper into the well of aloneness and confusion. You might as well be trying to swallow a gallon of log cabin. Grab a bottle of Miss Buttersworth and turn it up and see how far you get down before you start gagging on sugar. Listen to me. First of all, you do have a problem. You done had a great friendship with this man for 12 years, and recently we have been flirting with each other. I really like him. You're interested in taking the friendship to the next level. Then she says the first stupid thing in the letter. He does not know how I feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he do. Why you think he flirting with you? You flirting back. Me is stupid, but we ain't that stupid. We ain't flirting because we ain't feeling something for you or about you or something we just want to do to you. That's what flirting is about, because it didn't cross our mind. Now, you sitting up in here, got this man flirting with you, and you flirting with him, and you don't think he knows how you feel. He don't care how you feel. He wants something from you. This ain't about feelings yet. Y'all ain't talking about feelings. Y'all just buddies. So you say. So you say. All right, then let's move on. Then the problem is, she says, that it's his sister's ex-boyfriend, her sister's ex-boyfriend. Then she come up with some information that she going to throw in to justify making it all right. They dated 12 years ago for about a year. She cheated on him, which was the reason why they broke up. Okay, let me get this straight. There's a man that has remained good friends with the family for over 12 years. But good friends with a family of a woman who cheated on him. Men don't handle cheating like women do. Let me help you understand that, first of all. See, when a man cheat on a woman, he want the woman to get over it, understand it, accept him back, consider it just a little thing that popped off. He didn't really mean it. Every woman has heard that. On the other hand, when a woman cheats on us, we handle it totally different.
Talk.
You might as well just take an A and brand your jaw with it.
Whoa, Steve.
Scarlet Whoa. A and brand your jaw with it. Because once you cheat on us, we completely trips out. Mm-hmm. We can't understand. Our male ego is crushed. So are you sure that's the reason that it happened, or did he cheat on her? See, who told you this side of it? But this decided to feel best for you, because then it helps you get past your new feelings. Okay, now. Then you said, I think we'd be really compatible, but I don't know how the family would react if we started dating. They gonna treat you like rat poison. You might as well be a box of freshly opened Decon sitting on the table next to the salt and pepper shaker. That's how they gonna treat you. Yes. Then she goes down in the letter and say, we are a really close family. Okay, you finna go tell this close-knit family, hey, I'm finna date Keisha's man. They don't care that Keisha married and got some kids now. What is you doing with Keisha's man? Maybe then the close-knit family gonna assume that maybe why Keisha and the man ain't together might have something to do with the little stank sister. Oh, they going to do the math on you right quick. You think they were seeing each other? You think that's why they broke up? I'm telling you where they going to go, because I'm sitting here. You sitting up here talking about, I don't want to stir up trouble, and I don't want anyone to feel awkward. How the hell you don't want anybody to feel awkward? Don't you feel awkward? Ain't it awkward to you? Now, you want your family to understand this. Lord have mercy. You're probably going to put your mom and daddy in the hospital.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.